Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That sounds like, man, I bet he's out there just like eating a chicken.
Yeah, wouldn't put it past that guy.
Which is what I would have done.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast, but this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast. Starts, you better wear a helmet now.
Woo! The podcast, episode 280. What's up with your boy, the Ted Smith? I'll be hosting this here podcast, the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
To the left of me, actually, to the right of me, unless he's somewhere in Southeast Asia. Actually, he's not here. Cobb is not here, folks. It's going to be Matt and I's favorite style. Quick and fast. Just the two of us. Anyhow, back on the wheels of steel.
You're not wrong.
Back on the wheels of steel. Get the studio all set up. Matt Cobber, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted.
How are you?
Great. Wow, what an intro.
Yeah. Playing it fast and loose tonight.
Yeah. What else is new?
Yeah, Cobb is a little under the weather, so he is not here today. But that's bad news. I come to you with great news before the holidays. We will not be here next week, as Matt will be on a family vacation, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, maybe not the greatest news if people like this podcast.
Right. So that's the bad news. No Cobb this week, no cast next week. The good news is I have talked to our friend, and we have confirmed from 3 to 6 on December 14th, we will be up in Shoreline at the Aurora Borealis. It's a restaurant and kind of a club. So when you go there, the entrance is on 99. Go around the back where there's a bigger parking lot. There's a side entrance down there. So from 3 to 6, we'll have that whole room.
Backdoor party.
Backdoor party, right? Couple guys getting in fast and quick at a backdoor party. Nothing to see here. So here's the deal. That night, they do have an event. They have a show that'll be $10. That starts at 8, I want to say. So if you want to hang out there and check that out, they'd be more than happy to have you. We're going to be there from 3 to 6, do the same thing I did last year. We'll prepaid, some wings and finger foods and stuff like that. And then, yeah, we'll hang out. I don't know. There'll be some kind of sporting event on we can put on and chill out and watch
it's
that.
It's Saturday, but college football season will be wrapped up, right?
College football season will be wrapped up. There might be a bowl game or two.
Yeah, one of those early ones with some website sponsor.
Yeah.
Or like an 800 number.
Right. Something like that, but I just wanted everybody to get out in front of it.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun.
Yeah, right, because at least now people know that, you know, they can plan around it.
Yeah,
hang on, I'm trying to find this schedule.
We did a good job giving some heads up on the date. Now we got the location confirmed. And we'd love to see you there.
Yeah, and actually they have, you know what, I can't find it. I'm sure there's some bowl going on that week. Anyhow, there'll be something on. Either way, we'll be there. The wings will be good. I've had them before. The dry rub wings are very good. And then, yeah, it's a huge space. Plus, it's just fun. It's easy. There's a lot of room. And then, like I said, they have a show there. If not, I don't know. I'm sure we'll figure something out. But, yeah, early in the afternoon. Also, I want to just people, you know, like, hey, look, I know a few of you have kids. I shouldn't say a lot of you. A few of you have kids or whatever. So this is easy, right? 3 to 6. I might bump that up to, like, 2. I was telling Chris, I can come in around 2, right? He's like, ah. So maybe, well, we'll say 2:30.
Right.
We'll say 2:30 to 6. Okay. But the main thing is, right, we'll get in. Like, basically, here's what you can do. If you have something going on in the morning, fine. And if you have something going on that night, you have a Christmas party with the wife or with the husband or whatever, we're not going to take up your whole night. Just come by, say what's up. I know Matt would like to meet you. Cobb, if he was here, would say he'd like to meet you. And, you know, it's always a fun event.
Yeah. It's always a good time. And this is a cool location where, like, the north end, getting in the shoreline, like, that's before all the city traffic hits. And if you're from the south end, you can get to shoreline a lot easier than if we were deep north. And, yeah, I think it'll work out well for everybody.
Yeah, I think it might almost be easier than having it downtown, too.
Yeah.
Right? You basically just go freeway and then cut over to 99.
Yeah, yeah. So. It's a great space, too.
Oh, been there it twice. Looks so nice.
Yeah.
What have you been there for?
We saw some band one night. Me and Jake and Josh and Casey, just a bunch of my friends.
All right.
Nobody knows who those people are, like. I guess some people might, but I don't want to name drop their full names. That's weird.
Yeah,
but,
that's fair.
Yeah, and then the first time was actually also with Jake. Jake plays guitar in 10 Miles Wide and bass in the Pimpsons. He's in a few bands. And so he wanted to meet Chris to talk about. He also lives in Shoreline nearby there. Maybe I'll get him to swing by.
Yeah,
he
for
lives
sure.
Right down the road. Special guests.
Special guest appearance.
Yeah. So, yeah, we went there before playing golf one day. We were playing golf up at, what is it, Jackson? The All north right. on the north, right? Jefferson's yeah. in that way. So, yeah, we were playing at Jackson, and I was like, yeah, let's meet Chris for lunch at Aurora Borealis. You can talk shop or whatever. And Chris gave us a tour and, like, showed him all the lights and sound system, and they talked, like, business. And I was like, I don't know, like... I don't know any of this stuff, but salad was great.
Yeah, I've been in there for lunch before, and then I was in there for a Seahawks game a couple weeks ago.
Was Thomas Rawls there that week?
Thomas Rawls was there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of funny, too. And then, like, before I got there, Chris was like, hey, I just went over after Publi, and he was like, dude, random, but Thomas Rawls is here. I was like, all right. By the way, for the record, Thomas Rawls, super nice guy.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Well, the Seahawks are. You see Sherman gave, like, a ton of money and food to 2 food banks today?
Did he?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, here's the deal. Like, my cousin Tom is a massive Niners fan, right? So he hated Richard Sherman. But now that Sherman's on his team, he likes him. And I said, look, man, some people might give him crap up here, but, like, Sherman was always good in the community. And, like, you know, he talks a lot, but, like, he doesn't curse. He doesn't get in trouble off the field, right? Like, he went to Stanford.
He's
like,
super smart and well-spoken.
That's what I was going to say. Like, he's kind of the guy, like, he's annoying as a player, and that's part of his game, right?
Yeah.
He's an annoying dude. He's going to talk a lot of trash, but, like, I like Sherm. Like, I mean, I know he plays for San Francisco. You're not supposed to like anybody up here in Seahawks country, but I'm like, I still like him.
I still like him. He didn't leave. Like, we didn't renew him, and I think cut him after the Achilles injury, if I'm not mistaken, but either way, it's like, you know, and he gave the Seahawks a chance to match that offer, and they said no. Like, he was always great, and like you're saying, on the field, watching him, you know, it's like he's fun when he's on your team. When he's not, I can see why people would hate him. So it's probably interesting being a Niners fan and having hated seeing him on the field, and now having him on your team, still at the top of his game, and being like, oh wow, I really like this guy. But off the field, awesome dude.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only way he could alienate all of Seattle is that if somehow they played in another championship game and he did the opposite to the Seahawks. You know, but I mean, look, that's the other thing, too. For me, like, that year was when I started, and I know they were very good, but a few years before that, I would cheer for him. But I always pretty much still cheered for the Redskins. So it was right around that time I started cheering more for just the Seahawks. But that Super Bowl year, I mean, I remember a lot of the games, and I remember exactly where I was sitting in West Seattle. The girl I was dating was asleep, And she was like, why didn't you? Because I just started going crazy when he has that tip. Why didn't you wake me up? And I was like, you were taking a nap. You said don't wake you up. Like, I've been out here screaming for two quarters.
How did that not wake you up?
But I also kind of wanted to be like, it's the NFC Championship game. You're a Seahawks fan. Like, look, I love a nap. This is not the time for that nap.
It can wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only that, I remember just screaming so loud. And it was so, but I remember, like, that was one of those Januaries. And it's like, I wasn't even drunk. I mean, that's how fun of a game it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. We were doing the podcast by then, right?
Oh, yeah, we were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't drink. I stopped drinking. I drank the first few episodes. I stopped drinking after we had started podcasting. And then the Seahawks won the Super Bowl the first year I stopped drinking. I took that as a good sign. And the Kings won the Stanley
Cup. And the Kings.
Yeah, so that was a wild time. But I remember being like, yeah, get on the bandwagon, Ted. And I was like, I'm pretty sure that was on the cast.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've been welcome on the band. Like, you were welcomed with warm arms for that one.
Yeah. Yeah. So what was it? Talking about? So I'm just saying, it's Sherman for a lot of people in Seattle. Like, you just remember exactly where you were, or what you were doing when he makes that tip.
Yeah. Oh man, it was unreal.
Yeah.
And yeah, if somebody doesn't like Sherman up here, like that, that tells me more about them than about Sherman. Most people I talk to still like him.
Well, but, yeah. And that's the tough part for players, too, right? Like, when players leave, it happens in a lot of stuff, right? Like, people always get mad at the players, and it's like, well, it's also the business they're in. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, don't be too mad. Like, trust me, a lot of people in their adult ages change jobs, right? Within their same career field, right? But, like, nobody's like, God damn it. Like, Matt used to work at the hospital that I like.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you just wouldn't do that, right?
Yeah, he has a skill set. He made money. And I thought it was cool he negotiated his own contract. And, you know, to me, that reignited the rivalry that was dead in the water and made it fun. Although last year they sucked and it didn't really do much.
Well, that's the other problem.
The rivalry is back after that Monday night game. Or,
right.
Yeah, Monday night game last week.
Yeah,
yeah,
right. When one team's not that good for a while, it's hard to have that rivalry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what, you know, even Matt and I were at a party over the weekend, which we're not going to talk too much about it, but I just have to brag. It was a two-day party. Matt and I and a couple other friends were there for Friday only. We shut her down.
They did not go Saturday.
They couldn't even party Saturday. I left them. They were eating cheeseburgers, man. Just a wake of...
Tap it out.
Wake of dust. But I was talking at that party because a lot of them were burner friends from my camp that I stay at. And I was like, oh, I thought you were reaching over from the F8.
Like, oh, no, we're queer.
But I was telling them, like, one thing about sports that I think gets lost is a lot of people down at Burning Man don't really care about sports. But I'm just like, it's the camaraderie and it's the things that bring people together. Like, you know, my buddy Joe will always have the memory of, like, Sounders win, we go to a parade. You know, we did it with his dad. Now we've lost him along the way. You know, but it's still Joe and I go, which also it's nice to have a tradition where you go to parades because your team wins.
Yeah.
Humble brag.
Not just a one-off.
Not just a one-off, right?
Two stars.
That's what I try to explain to people, too. Like, I know there's so much wrong with sports, but there's so much wrong with a lot of things if you do a deep dive into it. I'm just like, it's fun.
Yeah. I think the camaraderie, I mean, that Sounders game, I went down there. I'm not a particularly big soccer or Sounders fan. It was awesome. It's just like, you know, everyone's day-to-day BS is set aside. We're uniting for a common thing that brings us joy. Like, how can you be against that idea? If you don't like sports or whatever, and, like, the leagues have their problem, the NFL and the NCAA, super corrupt, I get it. But, yeah, like, that human interaction is awesome. When the Seahawks played the Niners on that Monday night, I had a client, it was our first session together during the game, and, like, during overtime, it's my first training session with him, and the game's on, and we're, like, jumping and high-fiving. I'm pausing sets. I'm like, watch, you're about to hike it. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, they're going to commercials, like, super set. You know what I mean? And just, like, programming on the fly. And it was just, like, he got a great workout at it, but, like, we were high-fiving and, like, bonding over that. And it's, like, that's not a guy that I know very well. But, like, it brought us closer together because we're both Seahawks fans. And it's just, like, exactly what you're saying. It's super, super awesome to connect with people on something like that.
Yeah.
There's enough divisiveness in today's world.
Yeah, and it's constant.
Yeah. Boy, is it.
Well, I mean, you can't get away from stuff.
Yeah.
You know, even in sports. And I get it. Like, politics are always going to come up. But Yeah, I don't know. That's one of the great things about sports. And it's just funny, like at that party we were talking about, like, people were just like, all right, man, we'll watch some sports. And then I got everybody all fired up about this game the next day. I was like, I'll still be here. We're going to drink beers. Game kicked off at noon. I took a nap from about 11 to around 3:15, basically skipped the game.
What game?
Auburn and Georgia.
Okay, yeah.
I've been giving that speech for a while. I was like, just wait.
You are such a good salesman of sports. Like, I'm an easy target for you. I'm an easy mark. So when you were like, come down to the Sounders game, like, I was basically sold without much. But I've seen you explain things to people. Or, like, I'm not a huge college football fan by nature. I've become a bigger one because of you. But, like, that Saturday when we just hung out all day watching the games, it was, like, one of the best days of the year. It was so fun.
Well, you have the best phrase that I still use all the time. You told me once, you said, watching college football with me is like a pop-up video. So just all these little, like... There's like these little like tidbits I have, right? Well, they do that because of this or that, you know? And you go, all right. And plus, like, I like history, and then college football, there's just enough stuff going on where it's like, this isn't just a college football thing. Like, these two states hate each other for this reason.
Yeah. Yeah, you really do make it a much more enjoyable experience. Like, those color commentators don't have shit on you. That's a great line. And of course, the best pop-up video... Fun fact, that day was definitely about Neck.
Oh, I love your song,
Neck.
It kept
popping up.
It kept popping up all the time. I'm still telling people about it.
Yeah.
Did I play it at the party Friday?
I don't know. Did you see? Yeah, somebody tagged us on Twitter.
Yeah.
That screenshot from the college game day.
Yeah.
And somebody's just holding up a sign behind the broadcast and says, let the band play Neck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I am introducing you guys to it, but, like, anybody that's an LSU fan, I mean, it's been a thing for years. Let the band play Neck.
Yeah, that sign. Thank you, whoever sent us that. That was hilarious.
That was pretty good.
I got a good laugh out of that one.
Yeah, also, anytime you talk about something, then it shows up in popular culture, it's like, all right, we're on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had everybody in the office listening to it as well.
I mean, at the Sounders parade or the game the next day, somebody walked by in an LSU shirt, and you just, like, went over and was like, what a game, and just started in with it. Like,
yeah. Didn't miss a beat.
Yeah.
I will also caution people on the other side of liking sports that much, like, also have a limit, right? If your team loses, don't let it ruin your day.
Oh, God, yeah.
And you can have fun cheering. Like, look, LSU, Alabama, at the end of the day, I don't really have a horse in that race. I've been to LSU once, so I like LSU to win. I just don't like Nick Saban or Alabama. You know, and as intense as it was, like, if LSU had lost, it wasn't like that party. Like, we were going to be like, oh, this is terrible, blah, blah, blah.
There are definitely people that take it way too far. And people that don't like sports may not like them partially because of people like that. Like, it's, you know, it's one of those things where, like, sometimes people get perspectives on things by other people's reactions to them, and, like, that's one of those things. But I was at the gym today working, and ESPN was showing some, like, fantasy football show or whatever, and it was like, somebody's on a bye or Mahomes is injured or something, and it was like, what should managers that have Patrick Mahomes do this week or something? And I was just like, man, like, managers? Like, come on,
because they played last night, so they're on a bye.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I was just like, really, guys? Like, man, I used to play fantasy. I haven't played it in years, but it was just so funny seeing, like, the amount of coverage of fantasy football gets in general. But then just, like, seeing it, because I don't play, I don't read the articles or anything, but it was just, like, on screen, like, managers. And I was like, Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah. Well, plus there's just certain things, right? Like, I was saying, like, the CBS theme to college football, I love that song. It's one of my favorite songs in the world. I said this to somebody, I go, generally it means it's a Saturday, I don't have to work, and I'm, like, having a beer, having fun.
Yeah.
But also, like, Sunday morning, I got up early, because party hard Friday, so I was asleep by about 9 on Saturday. So I got up early, had to get some shrimp to steam up for the fun week at Pub League. So it's 9:55, and I'm like, I should go to the store. And then I'm like, I got to watch the beginning of the Red Zone. And I don't know why. It gives me so much joy when Scott Hansen's like, all right, 7 hours of uninterrupted football. Like, all right.
Yeah. How did that game that you played in Pub League turn out? You, by the way, you texted me a picture, but it was more like the victory was just that you made it to soccer after Friday.
Oh, 100%.
It was like, I don't know what happened in the game, so I'm curious. But I just
what was Fun League, right?
Clarify.
Or Fun Week. So Fun Week's a little looser. So I can't remember if we won the first game or not. The second game, the keepers couldn't use their hands, and we had like a shootout at halftime. And then by the end of the game, there was like every player imaginable was on the field. I will say the best line of the weekend was our coach, Adam, wasn't there. So this other guy was coaching, but he's never met me. So I showed up a few minutes late. So the second game, I'm like, hey, man, like, are we going to sub? And he goes, there was only like a few of us regular players. And he goes, well, I'm trying to get the people on the team more playing time. We'll sub you subs in late. And I go, I'm on the team. And he's like, oh, my bad, dude. Like, yeah, sub, get in there.
So they like throw monkey wrenches into the rules as well.
For fun week.
I thought Fun Week was just like, hey, we're getting day drunk, guys, and like there's more food.
It's kind of both.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't realize there was an actual like change to the way the game's played to, you know, spice things up even more.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of fun. People wear costumes, just the people in tutus. Actually, to be honest with you, I had a couple great games.
Yeah?
Yeah. I definitely slid by the end line to try to save a ball because I took a heavy touch. And, like, it looked cool, but, like, the burn on my thigh, I was like, that might have been unnecessary.
Did you save the ball?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I got it.
I thought you were just like, that was just an athletic move. Like,
no.
Which is awesome, too. But
No, but it was fun. And then, I was going to say, Brian was there. Uli's Sausage is our sponsor, so we had a bunch of Uli's Sausage there people liked. And then, honestly, we had to press Brian in. I was like, Brian, you got to play, man. We need players.
We need fresh legs out there.
We need fresh legs out there. All right, so I'm not mad, but I went to the store, and I got 2 pounds of shrimp. And I told the guy, you know what? Put another pound in there.
Nice.
Then, Matt, I went home. And I cracked a beer, and I peeled 3 pounds of shrimp. You're talking 25 to 30 shrimp per pound.
Okay.
Steamed them, separated them, 1 pound per bag, brought them. But nobody eats them.
What?
And I get it, like, during the, well, also it was piss and rain by the second game.
Okay.
But I'm just like, and I keep, everybody's like, I'm like, eat the shrimp. And I told my buddy Alok, I go, I really just want people to eat them. I was like, I put a lot of time into this, man.
Yeah, I thought, weren't they a hit last year?
They were, but it was spring session. It was warmer out. Everybody was hanging out.
Okay. But, yeah, rain's not the most, like, shrimp-friendly food, I guess.
Yeah, and it's like, we're called Ball and Bougie because you got the shrimp guy on your team. It was a whole thing, man.
Really? I didn't realize that. And I mean, Ball is just because of soccer, right?
Right, but
so
that's
Bougie's the whole namesake?
That's how it started.
Is you making shrimp?
Oh, no. We went with Ball and Bougie because we were like, oh, we're so fancy. Ted's going to make shrimp. Because Adam's our coach. His girlfriend, Megan, was on my team in spring session.
Okay.
So, like, honestly, if my new coach, Adam, was going to be there, I wouldn't have made those shrimp.
Yeah, I remember you talking about it at the party, like, I have to make these shrimp.
Right.
Because everybody thought the party was going to go into Saturday, and, you know, they're already, like, game planning very, you know, enthusiastically about like Saturday night's gonna be awesome, and then yeah, so they, you're gonna be here, everybody's asking everybody, and it's like,
are
no
you
one's,
coming
right. No one's gonna be here, guys,
right. Are you gonna come back? That was the other thing, you guys aren't really coming back. I was like, well, no, I'm not coming back, but like yeah, so anyhow, I'm like, right, so I get up and do all this, and I was like, man, Adam ain't even here, people are leaving early, like,
and no one's eating the fucking shrimp.
Yeah. With that said, I've been eating shrimp for 2 days now, even made some shrimp salad, got some little Hawaiian rolls.
Oh, wow, nice.
Yeah, oh, I had them, so I wasn't going to let them go to waste.
Did you finish them off?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Some got in a salad, some turned into shrimp salad, and then, honestly, a lot of them just got hand-to-mouth.
It's a great finger food.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. I'll just reiterate, again, Saturday the 14th. 3 to 6 at the Aurora Borealis in Shoreline. You can look it up. Obviously, you Google Aurora Borealis, you're going to get a lot of stuff. Make sure you put in Shoreline or like restaurant.
Or do it on Google Maps.
Yeah. Yeah. So you get that, not just some crazy stuff up there. Also, no, we'll be back before I go to this other fancy party. I'm very happy. Joe and I are going to a fancy dress party. We're in the tux.
Oh, I saw that on your thing. I think I heard you guys talking about that at some point. Not that you need to give details right now with the mics on, but
no.
That's going to be in December?
It is. Wow. Think about going white jacket.
Wow. You guys are a real cute couple. Black tie events, matching Halloween costumes every year.
By the way, I think I might just wear my outfit from Halloween at Live Day.
Dude, yeah, that, I mean, you've been working out, you got those thighs, you know, like, show them off.
Yeah, I was just going to wear the jorts, and then I'm like, well, I realize now I have, between my jorts, then I have the white pair, then I have a yellow pair. Like, I could be wearing booty shorts all day.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Are you going to, well, you may not want to disclose this right now, but, so I'm not even going to phrase it as a question.
All right.
But I vote, after what transpired this summer for the surgery, I vote you shave the legs.
Hmm. It's a good call.
Yeah, they look good, man. Like,
it's a good call.
I don't know.
I know. I didn't shave them for Halloween.
Yeah. I don't know that I could pull off shaved legs, but you pulled them off well.
Yeah, nobody even brought it up.
All summer?
Like, at first, but like, people had to really notice.
Because you shaved them both, right?
Yeah.
To even it out. Yeah. I thought it looked awesome. And I'm sure people will notice it live day.
It's a good call.
Yeah.
Come out there high-stepping.
Yeah. Commit.
Commit. All right, let's check in with what's happening.
Hey, what's good? What's happening?
Before we get to what's happening,
hey, what's good? What's happening?
Check out what's happening.
Hey, what's good? What's happening?
Before we get to what's happening,
hey, what's good? What's happening?
Check out what's happening.
Well, we kind of touched on it. I had an awesome time at an awesome party Friday. That was most of it because I was dog sitting out in Issaquah for my parents. I realized I don't really know what to do in that town anymore.
Issaquah?
Yeah. Most of my friends have moved out, some towards the city, others towards North Bend, where it was a little bit cheaper. It used to be. I don't even know now, like, or Snoqualmie Ridge or whatever. But, yeah, so I just kind of hung out with the dogs, watched TV. Let's see, Saturday, yeah, I watched some college football, and Sunday was red zone all day. I had to run back to Ballard a couple times for some random things. So I'm adjusting to the 99 tunnel being tolled, which is a way of saying I don't take the 99 tunnel anymore. So get a little extra waterfront driving in and, you know, probably add some hours to my commute. But I know for a fact I like just getting off there and just cutting down by the stadiums, down through the waterfront, way better than going up I-5 and getting off on Mercer and taking Westlake like Google Maps always tells me to do.
But, oh, you're talking about getting back to...
Yeah, and I don't know if that's like a... I don't know what the exact time difference is, but, like, I'd just rather drive down the waterfront.
Yeah, it depends. Like, when I actually used to drive and own a car, like, I remember when I first moved to Baltimore, like, where my mom lived. Oh, she moved from Aspen Hill. It doesn't matter. I forget where she was. But you could take, like, 695 to 95, or you could take, like, this back way that, like, was longer, but it kind of was nice through, like, Howard County. I always went that way.
Yeah.
I didn't care that it took longer or whatever. I was like, I just prefer this route.
Yeah, and not to mention, I mean, especially because Monday morning I had a client, and then I had to go home or back to my parents' house and feed the dogs because my mom came home on Monday. And, like, I came back, and I-5 was a mess. And then Mercer is quite commonly a mess, too.
Yeah.
And I hate driving 45th through Wallingford. There's so many lights. Like, at least I'm on the waterfront, and it's generally not that congested unless, like, it's ferry times or whatever. But even that's just, like, one small segment of it on the end. So, yeah, got a new, like, you know, it's like, okay, cool. Now it's not – Cobb always talks about decision fatigue. Like, we have so many decisions to make, and, like, driving can induce a ton of them. Like, how am I going to get there? What's the best way? Da-da-da-da-da. And, like, I could take any of these exits, like James or Madison, and cut down. And it's like, get off where you got off before, same exit, and just don't get on 99. Just get on the waterfront. And also, I mean, that tunnel's not easy on the eyes. Like, that tunnel's just, I mean, it's...
I haven't been through it yet.
I guess it's nice by tunnel standards, but a tunnel isn't as cool as the Seattle waterfront. So,
no.
Like, off. I'm taking the waterfront.
And the waterfront, like, look, I'm one of these people. I like the viaduct just because I thought it was so cool, like, going south on it, the view. Or going north.
Even coming north, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, now that it's gone, it does look really nice down there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I still... There's still part of me that, like, misses the viaduct. Yeah. Apparently, I saw on Twitter before this, you can get a piece of the viaduct somewhere.
That makes sense.
I just saw it on Twitter. It might have been WS. Washington State Department of Transportation tweeted it, or somebody did. I think it was called Friends of the Waterfront or something.
Right.
If you look up, like, how do I get a piece of the water of the viaduct? Like, they're free, and I don't know how, what hoops you have to jump through. But I thought about it because I was. There's some just epic views on that. Like, there's some good memories on that viaduct.
Yeah. My favorite one was one time after indoor soccer. I'm just playing goalkeeper down at Arena Sport in Soto. And then I was just on a 50cc. My buddy was like, come on, let's just take the viaduct. It'll be quicker. And we were on the viaduct cutting over to Ballard.
Okay.
But I remember being on there and just being like, we should not be on this road. But it was awesome. It was like evening time. The sun was out. It was great.
Yeah. God. Yeah. There was some fun. And I remember there was a lot of times where like I was stuck in traffic and I was like, I'm not a big fan of traffic, but it was easy to like look out on the water and be like, you know, if I'm going to be stuck in traffic, like there's not many better places.
Now, I really fell in love with it when I was dating the girl that lived in West Seattle, just because from Belltown, that's just the easy. You would just get on the viaduct and go over there.
Yeah.
So there was just all these different times where I was on it where I was like, God damn, this road is beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it looks, I don't know. This city's changing quick.
Yeah.
You know, resistance is futile. Just enjoy, you know, what it is now. And the waterfront's still pretty dope. Apparently, yeah. They're going to add some lanes to that road. I don't know. Cobb would know about all that stuff.
he's on it. Yeah. He's working on it right now.
What a week to be speculating on what's going on with the city's planning. So, yeah, that was pretty much weekend. Friday night was the highlight. That was just an awesome party. It was cool to meet new people. It wasn't all just like Meltdown people. There's enough mix. It was a great mix of like people I know from Meltdown and people I didn't know from the Burn, which obviously like those are super rad people. And so making new friends and
right. Well, like you and one other person, like you and Brad, other Brad, I think were the only two that weren't part of the camp, right?
Nolan.
Right, Nolan. But, like, you guys all hang out so much. I honestly, at some point, I kind of forgot. I was like, oh, yeah, Matt and Brad and Nolan don't, like, know Walter or a couple people.
Yeah, Adrian was super cool. What was the other girl's
name? Cocktails were delicious. Even the mocktails were good.
Yeah, she made me a mocktail with, like, rosemary and orange slices and soda water. And it was, like, in a little cup that looks like you'd have a little mocktail. We looked like fucking bosses, dude. You with that dog just like chilling by your feet the whole time.
Oh my god. Well, then
like, you had the Hennessy going at one point, and I had the little like mocktail thing that like had stuff in it. It was.
And I feel like a bad friend, but like, look, I look over at Matt at one point. I go, I know you don't drink anymore. Cocktail looks good in your hand, man.
No, it was great, and yeah,
we were dominating.
It was
out
literally
there.
An orange slice and rosemary. Initially with soda water, and I just kept refilling it at the fridge with regular water.
Yeah.
But it looked so damn cool that it was like, I was having fun. I kept like tilting it up like that Leo DiCaprio meme from something, I don't know. But like, just like, and people, I don't think people realize how much fun I was having just with like that little cup nod of like.
Yeah, and I kept bragging as my buddy's dog just kept sleeping on my feet. I was like, he respects the boss.
Yeah.
She's sitting right. I was like, we look like, I kept saying, we look like the Drake cover.
Yeah, it was gangster, dude. It was fun.
It was gangster, the top of the list.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's see. So I told you the 14th will be our party. We'll have another pod. We'll have two more podcasts before that when we get back, but we are off next week. Other than that, you know what? Just tell everybody, like, happy Thanksgiving, man. Enjoy your holidays.
Yeah.
You got anything to add?
It's going to be fun. Tell your friends to come to the party. It's going to be a good group of people. I'm always, like, really impressed with the kind of people that like to come hang out with us. I just see Kevin Deers, and I was thinking it'll be early enough that he could show up, too, if he wanted to, before Metal Shop.
Yeah, it's not a bad call. But, yeah, seriously, have a great holiday. Also, I read something today. I forget who the guy is. He's friends of a friend. And he just posted on Facebook, like, hey, don't forget Thanksgiving is also about friends and family. And he was like, 1 year I got too wasted on the night before, which is a fun night. And he's like, I didn't post and I felt awful. And it's like, yeah, like, listen, a lot of us are going to go out and have fun that Wednesday night, Thursday morning. Just suck it up. Go hang out with the holiday. Grandma wants to see you. You know, it's not just about you either.
Be a grown up.
Be a grown up. It's a holiday. And then when it's early enough, when it's acceptable enough.
Be a grown up and rally.
Right. Be a grown up and rally. When it's acceptable enough, crack a beer, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go. Basically, Matt and I talk about a party for about half an hour. There's episode 280 for MCTP. I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.